2. Prologue in Heaven. The Lord, the heavenly hosts, later Mephistopheles, the three angels step forward. The sun joins, as in ancient fashion, with brother spheres contesting song, and its prescribed peregrination ends in a thunderclap more strong. Their sight gives all the angels power, but how, no mortal man can say. These works, ungrasped by any knower, are splendid as on that first day. Swift, swift, beyond the mind's grasp ranging, the splendour of the earth rolls round, the light of paradise exchanging with night's chill lightlessness profound. The sea pours shining in its pother, deep-based, up the cliff's steep waste, and cliff and sea are milled together along the sphere's eternal haste. And storms rage, each with each competing, from sea to land, from land to sea, a furious chain of cause creating across the world's immensity. There flames the lightning's devastation before the thunderbolt's pathways, yet, Lord, thy herald's veneration honours thy gentler turning days. Their sight gives all the angels power, but how, no mortal man can say. These works, ungrasped by any knower, are splendid as on that first day. Since you, O Lord, draw near to us once more, to ask how all goes here, if ill or pleasant, so you, so pleased to see me heretofore, among your other servants, find me present. Forgive me for my lack of oratory, mocked, here encircled by thy grand tableau. Surely you'd laugh at my pathetic story, had you not banished laughter long ago. Of suns and planets I have no accounting, see only mankind sick and self-tormenting. That godling of the world smacks of the same old way, as droll as he appeared on that first day. Life might be better for him even, had you not given him in gleams a hint of heaven. He calls it reason, and recruits its power to be more brutal than the brutes. Saving your grace's presence, as is proper, he seems to me a poor long-legged grasshopper that always tries to fly and flying springs, but right back in the grass his song he sings, and never can escape that stupid grass, nosing such filth as comes from his own ass. Do you bring nothing but complaining, always still carping and disdaining? Do you find nothing on the earth that's fair?
No, Lord. To me it's always pretty nasty there. The people bear such griefs, not even I take pleasure to plague such wretches with a further measure.
No, Faust?
The doctor?
Yes, my servant rare.
Indeed, he serves you quite peculiarly. No earthly food or drink can attract his belly. He craves some further drug and leaven, is even half aware how mad he is. He will demand the fairest stars from heaven, and from the earth the highest peaks of bliss, and nothing near nor far he's given can slake the torment of a heart like his.
Though now he serves me in perplexity, I will soon lead him to a light unfleeting. The gardener knows that his first greening tree will deck the coming years with flower and fruiting.
But you could lose him yet. What are you betting? Just let me be his gentle guide, he'll take my path at my dictating.
So long as he on earth abide, nothing to you shall be forbidden. Who strives must err, man falls if he would ride.
I thank you, sir. I've never hidden my distaste for those boring souls who've died. Give me the fresh fool faces who are venturesome, for corpses I am always not at home. Who'd want to think like that around the house? You know I'm like a cat is with a mouse.
Good. So it's up to you to match him. Go draw this spirit from its own wellspring and master him if you can catch him on your way down from torturing, or stand ashamed then when you must confess. A good man in his darkest urge of passion knows what the right way is, nevertheless.
This won't take long. With these conditions my bet is safe. I fear no repercussions. Allow me without reservation my triumph when I gather up the stake. Dust shall he eat with delectation, as did my auntie, the renowned snake.
Feel yourself free in all creation. I do not hate your kind, be what they be.
Of all the spirits of negation, this rascal's the least burdensome to me. A man's activity can easily unravel. Soon he prefers the peace that's absolute. That's why I give him to this new recruit who stirs and strives, creating as a devil. But you, true sons of God Almighty, rejoice in that most fruitful beauty, becoming, which forever works and breathes. Enclose yourselves in love's sweet limitations, and all that passes, seems, and sways and weaves, make fast with thought's enduring meditations. The heavens close, the angels disperse. I like to see the old man now and then, and wouldn't think of being uncivil. It's nice of such a mighty gentleman to chat humanely with the very devil.